I don't see anybody in production agriculture or agribusiness throwing money out the window, and that's why today we're talking again with our friends from Focus on Energy. Remember, this program brought to you by Wisconsin Utilities statewide, working towards energy efficiency and renewable resource programming to help you and them save money. Today, we are talking with a couple different folks focused in on a project that Focus on Energy's advising at Olsom Farms, headquartered in Friesland, Wisconsin. Joining us to start telling the story is Bo Hartline. Bo is the farm manager at Olsom Farms. Bo, why don't you start off by telling us just a little bit about all the produce that Olsom Farms concentrates on?
We actually distribute a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables. But as a farm, we grow mainly potatoes. So,
how many acres are you guys running, and what distance?
Yeah, so on potatoes, we're growing about 2,500 acres of potatoes, and we're spread across mainly in the Wisconsin River Valley down here in Spring Green and Arena, but we also have a separate farm operation in Grand Marsh, Adams County area.
So. Sure. Tell me about the process, Bo, the different steps to get that potato from the field to a consumer.
Yeah, so, everybody sees a bag of potatoes in the store for, however much, and that's, just basically all they know about potatoes, but, there's a lot that goes into growing potatoes. We produce, some of the highest yields of any vegetable crop in the world. Once you grow the crop, then you gotta package it. I mean, you gotta harvest it and store it and ship it and package it. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
So. Mm-hmm. How do you store a good quality potato, Bo?
Yeah, well, it starts with bringing in a potato that's got the right pulp temperature. And that's the internal temperature of the potato, and we're looking for somewhere between, 45 degrees to 65 degrees, or somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And whenever it starts getting over that, then we it's either too cold to try to bring them in and store them, or it's too warm for, we could have different quality issues either way if we go past those.
So, the other thing that we're not talking about, Bo, is that it's not like I want farm fresh, but that doesn't mean I want a lot of dirt on them. There's a whole lot of process that goes on getting that potato bag ready.
There is. Yep, that's very right. Whenever we bring them in from the field, we run them through some initial, cleaning systems that'll just knock some of the dirt off. And then whenever we transfer, our main farming operations is in the Arena Spring Green area, but we put all of our potatoes onto a bulk semi, and we haul them to Friesland, which is where our packing shed is. And with the way they unload them there is they actually wash them off. It's called pluming, and then they'll wash them off, and that's how, it's very gentle on the potatoes. And while they're washing them off the trucks, they're actually cleaning a lot of the dirt off, and then they go through some scrubbers, and then what you get out the other side is kind of a clean washed potato. So,
Well, it sounds to me like that's a energy intensive process for sure. Bo Hartline, the farm manager from Olsom Farms, is along with us. So that is where we take the next step. Pete Kaminsky is another employee at Olsom Farms. He's actually the Focus on Energy project manager. Now, Pete, you are the fellow that keeps an eye on the systems that keep all that produce and potatoes in good condition. When did Olsom Farms get started working closely with Focus on Energy, and how you were managing some of those energy resources?
We got introduced to Focus on Energy by a salesperson that we had irrigator going south on us. So he introduced us to Ryan Sprague and with Focus on Energy, and it just all of a sudden we started getting all these potential money-saving ideas from him.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the projects that you've undertaken. I know it's been over the course of the past couple of months, but which ones are you really focused in on, Pete?
Well, basically, obviously, Bo has run down the expense that we have here as far as irrigators and the amount of acreage we have. So that's kind of a concern to the owner, and we were going to replace an irrigator, like I said before. And when we did get introduced to Focus, he told us, well, we could drop the horsepower ratings down. We could put a, well, I don't want to get too technical with you, but we could introduce a VFD drive rather than just a motor start contactor, and they, that would take the shock off the power plant, and that, that there was an incentive for us to do that. So we did that, you know, just started to research it, and it wasn't much more of an investment for us. But, you know, after he got done talking to us over the years, what it would save us, I mean, it started to get, you know what, we better check into this a lot deeper. And then he actually came out and he talked to us about it. And he looked around and says, you know, we've also got programs to help with lighting and shop lighting and refrigeration impacts that really shock the power plant, the power companies, you know, because when they fire up, they put a huge voltage drop and they have to accommodate that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he started laying it all down for us, and it started really, wow, we're looking at a pretty good piece of change that'll actually help with the investment on our end, too.
Sure. So it, and so it, they made it awfully easy to find those savings.
Believe it or not, it was, I've dealt with a lot of people that say they're going to save you money, and this Focus on Energy outfit, they really, I mean, they had pamphlets, they had... Any question that Bo or I had, boy, they nailed it right down. There was no, let us check on this, let us check on that. It was right nailed down. It's I got to give them some kudos, man. They did a good job.
So are you thinking about more of these kinds of solutions? Did you get kind of a punch list now, Pete, that you were thinking maybe we'll work on for next year?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. I mean, once the owner found out, I said, what are these checks for? And he said, you know, Bo and I had mentioned that, you know, he's the one that actually started pushing us in to try to save a little bit of money. And he says, well, can we do it on this? Can we do it on that? Can we do it on this? And then, yes, there's a lot, quite a few punch lists we got here. We've got another two or three projects that we're going to convert our storage facilities. We're going to start converting that from high-pressure sodiums and metal halides, which are huge. How do I say, it's a huge maintenance headache.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the LED program that they came up with really helps us out.
Well, with that thought in mind, Pete, it sounds like this fella's going to be busy in 2018. Ryan Sprague is the Focus on Energy advisor that's been working with Pete Kaminsky and Bowl Hartline and all the folks up at All Some Farms to install those different energy savings measures. And I guess the good thing, Ryan, is for people that are looking at projects going into 2018, there's some good news that Focus on Energy is extending for next year.
Yeah, that's right, Pam. I do hope to be busy. We are extending our agriculture multiple equipment business and bonus into 2018. This program is and bonus is eligible for all of our agriculture customers. It's an opportunity for our ag customers to get an additional $400 to $600 on top of what they're already getting from Focus on Energy and normal incentives. And to qualify, they just need to implement at least two types of different equipment measures at one time to get $400. And if they do three or four, they can get $500 or $600 bonuses.
Now, how long a process is it with getting these things going? Pete and Bo were talking about how one of their salespeople actually hooked them up with you and Focus on Energy. What's the best step that a grower, some agribusiness person can take right now, Ryan, to get started on meeting up with you guys?
Well, we have energy advisors across the state, and we are more than happy to go out and visit people's farms. The best resource is to reach out to your individual energy advisor, or they can call our 800 number, 888-947-7828, to find out who the right person is to talk to. We are more than happy to work with them, and it's a fairly simple process once we get involved.
Website also, folks, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. You know, just looking at your program of work going into the end of the calendar year, into next year, Ryan, has this agriculture multiple equipment bonus been popular?
Yeah, I would say it has been popular, particularly in my territory in southwest Wisconsin. I've seen a lot of customers being able to use this bonus and get additional incentives for the work we're doing. As always, the goal is to encourage energy efficiency, and we think that this bonus provides additional incentive and motivation to to do more energy efficient projects.
Well, you sure have disciples up at Olsom Farms. Very good. Ryan Sprague along with us. Just one of the Focus on Energy advisors across the state ready to help you with your project. No matter the size, no matter the scope, they are there to help you. And you heard Pete Kaminsky say they give you the answers right away if you're looking at a project you'd like to work with. Agriculture Multiple Equipment Bonus back in for 2018. Find out more online. FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness or pick up the phone and call toll-free 888-947-7828 to visit with a project specialist on your upcoming project. And that is your Focus on Energy update, brought to you by utilities from all across the state of Wisconsin and the Focus on Energy program. I'm Pam Yonke.